Okay, today's daf is Yivamis, daf Ayin Vav, and we are on Ayin Hey Amid Beis, a little more than halfway down. We have to first finish up a couple of anatomical issues, and then we'll get back to other topics. Again, keep in mind that today's daf and the whole month's daf of this month of Kislev is in honor of Jonah Kubietzky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas HaGvura by the Kubietzky family. We thank them for their sponsorship. Ayin Hey Amid Beis, a little more than halfway down. We're discussing the sugyas of Krus Shafcha and Petsua Daka, which were mentioned in the first Mishnah, what they are. So we're continuing to discuss what they are and the Issa Daraisa that comes along with their marrying into the Kahal. So says the Gemara, Nikav Lamata Me'atara. I think we're up to three lines up from the two dots. We just had three different deos, three different sources in the Gemara. How do I know that Psua Daka and Krus Shafcha, or Psua Daka specifically, is Boso Makom? Maybe it's in the head, maybe it's on the lips, maybe it's in the nose. The three suggestions, and the Gemara came to a maskana that no, it is Boso Makom. As we described the Ashkafic message yesterday, based on the Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim. So says the Gemara, Nikiv Lamata Me'atara Shekinegdo Lamala Me'atara. If there's a slit lower down, it goes all the way through, but above it is inside. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba La'achshurei. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba was going to be machshirit because it wasn't totally visible. Amrle Rabbi Yasi, Hachi Amr Shu Ben Levi, Atara Kol Shehu Ma'akeves. No, if it's Kol Shehu, which Rashi says, what does it mean? Kivan Shehanekev Over Derech Al Pnei Kol Ha'atara. Afilu Nekev Kol Shehu Ma'akevaso told us so. And the Metzius is that this will still prevent him from having a child, and therefore that's still considered a Krus Shafcha. Period. Vim Nishtayar Me'atara V'chulu. And the Mishnah had said that if there is left from the atara, meaning the further down, away from the body, the problem is, the better it is in terms of not considering him a Krus Shafcha. The more that the Aver is healthy, so then it is fine. Just the further down and the more healthy part of it that exists, so that is better for him not to have the status of a Krus Shafcha. Yosef Ravina Vakami Ba'ilei, Malei Ahachut Sha'amru. And the Mishnah had said that as long as, Mishnah, remember, back on the at the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah had said that v'im nishtayar me'atara afilu kuchot asayra kosher. If the left on the atara is even a hair's breadth, so that is okay. So what does that mean? Asked the Gemara. Malachut sha'amra al pnei kula or al pnei ruba. Do you need all of it across the whole circumference or rove? Amar le Rava Tosval Ravina Malei Achut al Penei Ruba Uklape Reisha. So even Rove would be okay in this regard. The Rosh has a Girsa of Kula, the Vilna Gaon points out here. So, but our Girsa is Rove. As long as the Rove still exists, then cut on the other part is not a problem. The Sugya of Rubo Kakula, which this is Pasha's Vesa, we mentioned in the past, is a little different Sugya than Holchin Achar HaRov. There are two different topics in Shas that come up, Holchin Achar HaRov and Rubo Kakulo. The Stipo discusses this in the first piece in Maseches Sukkah, where Rashi, on the first daf in Maseches Sukkah, discusses first Mishnah, when Rashi says on the Mishnah that the Chama, the sun, is more than shade, and that's why it's Pasul. So Rashi there says, Hamuat Batel Barov, Vahariu Kamisha Eino. It's as if the Schach is not there, so the whole Sukkah is full of sun. V'yashem HaSchach Kari Sukkah. So all the Achronim wonder, what kind of Bittel is Rashi talking about? Right, V'yashem HaSchach Bittel, right, he says, Hamuat Batel Barov, Vahariu Kamisha Eino. So the Stipo there discusses, there are really two topics that are overlapping, but what Rashi really means is the sugya of Rubo Kakulo and not just Holchin Achar Harov. Says the Stipler, the din bitul barov inyan achir rabim lahatos lo shayich el b'davar she'ino mevurar de bezeh aslin basar ruba achir rabim lahatos. Following the majority is when there is a suffik, you're not sure what to do, and therefore you follow the majority. Ki ahu d'dayanim, like judges, the din is not mevurar, and there's a majority of judges that say a certain decision, and therefore you follow them. or, you know, you're not sure about a piece of meat. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? So you follow the majority. Amnam ika dina achrina derubo kakulo. But there's another concept called derubo kakulo, meaning there's no suffix here. There's just a question of what the status is that is in front of you. Rubo kakulo. A nazir has to shave off his entire head at the end of his naziris. If you left two hairs, you know, so then it's not called shaving off. What if you shaved off rove? What if you're shechting an animal and you shechted rove of the simanim? We know that is good enough. So is that a question of hochin acha rove? There's no suffix here. It's an action that majority was done, and the whole act is defined by the majority. That's a different principle. Shchitas rov simanim, but omen ruba laparitz. The hasam geder acher hulagamre. Shari amiyot habilti shachut nikar bifnei atzmo. V'yafilu hachi amrina ruba kakulo. You see the me in front of you, but you still say ruba kakulo because that is defined as differently than holchen acha harov. Then he says, v'ageder bazeh. Well, how do you know what the difference is? Kishadon and al davar echad mahu. If you have one item in front of you and you were trying to define it. So that's ruba kakulo. That's simanim. That's a haircut. That's a sukkah. And that's what Rashi, he says Rashi, even though he doesn't say it, says the sukkah. Rashi means the sukkah, the principle of ruba kakulo. Not holchen acha harof. Aval bidvarm hanifradim. When you have separate items, lo shayach klal ruba kakulo. Dema inyan zel hazeh, achrei shem dvarm nifradim, ve'inam shayachim zel hazeh. El debenis arvu ve'enam nikarin ma'u arov me'osimam amiyot b'zei katina debitul barov v'chulu, and he continues. That is the Stipler's ha'ara. Reb Chaim also uses this principle to explain a Tosfos in Baba Kama on Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos on Baba Kama Chav Zayin in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel asks the same question: whether you follow the rov by dinei mamonos. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel you follow the rov by dinei mamonos. In what case? You have three judges. Two of them say Chayev, one of them says Pater. So you follow the majority. And you say the guy is chayif. You're holchen acha rov b'dinei mamonos. The problem is in Maseches Baba Basra, the Gemara says in the name of Shmuel, and we hold like Shmuel, ein holchen b'mamon acha rov. You don't follow the majority. Reuven sold Shimon an ox, and he thought it was going to be for shechting, and he really bought it for plowing, and it was a crazy ox, so he wants to have give the ox back. The Gemara says there ein holchen b'mamon acha rov. So do you go by the rov, or do you not go by the rov? So Tosfos gives it a couple of different answers, one in Sanhedrin, one in Baba Kama. So the one in Baba Kama is, really, you don't follow the majority when it comes to rov. But when it comes to a rov bidayanim, so then you do follow the majority. Holchim b'mamon acha rov bidayanim, why? So Tosfos' lashon in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, is because the rov is kemisha eino. And therefore, the miyot is kemisha eino. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim explains this principle. Bitul holchen acha rov versus ruba kakulo. There are two stages in every court case, says Reb Chaim. First stage is masu matan, discussion, question answers, asking each other, what do you think? So at that stage, each dayan expresses his opinion, and they come to a minyan. And whatever the vote is, 2-1, 13-10, whatever the case is, that's stage one. Stage two, though, by the Gemar Din, when Beth Din offers a decision, it's one composite decision. This is what the Beis Din decided. The miyot does not exist anymore. It's rubo kakulo. There is no longer a miyot. Right? As even we know, the Gemara says that a dayan who got outvoted is not allowed to go out and tell the parties, well, I really voted for you, but I was outvoted. That's usur. One is not allowed to have, like the Supreme Court, this is the majority decision and the dissenting decision. No! In Beis Din, you don't have that. Right, it's one answer, rubo kakulo, right? And it's defined as by that decision. And that's why that's like a super rove, and that's when the Gemara says you follow the majority when it comes to dini mamonos. So here too, when we're talking about, that this person is kosher, if he has this type of a choli, this type of cut, so as long as it's rove, at least according to our Gersa, that would be good enough. That's in terms of rubo kakulo defining it as a kosher status. Weiter. Amar Afuna Laskini line, Kakomis Kishera, Kimarzev Pisula. Rafuna says if the cut is shaped like a kolmis, like a quill, that's okay, that's Kshera. Kimarzev Psula, if it's like a Marzev, a gutter, a deeper, wider cut, so that would be considered Kurshafcha and it's a problem. Hai Shalabavira Vahilo Shalabavira. Here, by the Marzev, you know, air. It's open to the elements more. It's more of a larger cut. Vaylo shalabavira. Rav Chisda Amar the opposite. Kamar zev shera kakum is psula. Why hay garid v'hay lo garid? In one case, the zera comes out normally, even though it has a larger cut, but it's a type of cut that will come out normally, v'hai lo garid, and in the case of kolmis, it would not, and that's why Mistam, the Gemara is assuming, you wouldn't be able to be molid in that case, you wouldn't be able to have a child, and that's why it's called krushavcha. Amar Rava, kavasi drafuna mistavra. Rafuna makes sense that kolmis is kasher and marziv is pasul. Tehai, why? Hai lo shalabavir, v'hai lo shalabavira. I like the first svara. Imishum gredusa, you're worried at the issue of not coming out properly. So the Gemara says, midi dahavi, abarzu dahavisa. No, it's like a stopper of a barrel. A stopper of a barrel, it's skinny on one side, and it's fatter as you get towards the back of the stopper. So when you put the stopper first in the hole, so it might not touch and fill the sides of the opening, but once you stick it in the whole way, so then the stopper works. It does its job because it's fatter in the back and it closes up the whole hole. So too, says Rava, even if one has this problem by the garid issue, that a kolmis is usually not a properly motzi the zera, but in a maisabiyah, so there is a compensation, meaning once the husband and the wife are involved in a maisabiyah, so it's like the barza de chavita, and that the opening is closed anyway in terms of realizing whether the holada could take place. Amalei Ravina Lamareimar, Hachi Amar Zosha Mishmei Dera Papa Hilchasa Bein Kekomas Bein Kamarziv Kshera. I think they're both kosher. Mihu Mi Boilei Lamata Meyatar Olamala. But I'm not sure this question of Kulmis and Marzev. I'm not sure which part of the Eber is referring to, the upper part or the lower part. So the Gemara says back, Ha Pshita De Lamala Meyatar. It's obviously of the lamala me'atara. Why? The ilam salkada the lamata me'atara, meaning it has to be lamala. The shaila is where it's more closer to the tip. Further from the tip, closer to the body. Meaning if it's lower down, closer to the tip, we said in the Mishnah that even if it's cut even more, you have enough of the aver to be considered healthy and not considered a even if it's cut totally, and not to be considered a krushavcha. So the question is only if it's further down. V'Ravina, he knew that. Ravina knew that's why he even asked the question. L'shebushi l'mereimer hu devoy. Basically testing his student, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Sometimes a Rebbe could test a student, even though he knows that what he's saying is wrong, because he just wants to keep him on his toes. Period. Ahu avuvda dahavi ba masamachsia. There was a case in masamachsia where there was a man who had, you know, a krushavcha status. Shafi mar barav ashi kekomis va'achshrei. Barav of ashi sent him to a surgeon who changed a little bit what the reality was on his body and was able to be machshir him then to make it kekomis. Maybe couldn't heal him totally, but he helped him out. Ahu avde davi b'b'disa. There was a case in b'b'disa. Istatim guvsa d'shichva zera v'afik b'makam k'tanim. What happened? There was a case where a person couldn't be motzi zera from the normal place, and it came out b'makam k'tanim. What does that mean? Rashi, the Rishonim here say, quote, what Chazal assumed, and again, the Rishonim and the Chazon Ish says it befares in this context, nishtanu ativim, they said that there were two types of tubes in the Evaraz, two tubes in the Evaraz Zachar, one to be motzi meraglayim, urine, and one to be motzi zera. We know it's from the same tube, according to our physical reality. But in the days of Chazal, this was the medical science of the time, or this was the science of the times. So the zera came out from the makam aktan, from the makam of the hashtana, from the meraglayim, and not from its own. So let's just continue for a second. Savar Abibi Barabai Lachshurei, he was going to be machshirid because there's no psuadaka here, there's no krushavcha here, right? It comes out. So Amar Rav Papi said, Mishum da'asi, mi mulye, amrisu milu mulyisa. Because you come from mulye, what does that mean? A cut-off family. That's the lashon that the Gemara uses a number of times to say that you come from the house of Eli. Right? This was the son of Abaye, and Abaye came from the house of Eli. So because you come from the house of Eli, who was, right, the Xer was that it was going to be cut off, amrisu milu mulyisa. So you say short-sighted or unfinished statements. Bimkoma mevashla, shloba bimkoma lo mevashla. Meaning he answers, bimkoma, if the zera comes out from its normal spot, then it could properly develop and be impregnate the woman. But shloba bimkoma lo mevashla, and therefore that would be considered a problem of pitsua daka in that case, and therefore he argued on this suggestion. Again, like I said before, the Chazon Ish, I'll read it. The Chazon Ish says that this is another one of the examples of nishtanu hativim, nature seems to have changed. Tosas in Moed Katan talks about a certain type of fish, which the Gemara says is is poisonous. And Tosas says, we eat that fish all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. Tosfos says, over there, it must be nishtanu hativim, and, you know, different people's bodies, get used to certain things over time. There, it's a little bit better, because there it might just be like antibodies develop. We're not talking about the difference in mitzius, in physical parts of the body. It's a little more difficult, but that's the suggestion. The Chazon Ish in Evan HaEzer and Siman Yud Beis, Kfiya Yadua Pia Rofim, Hashvila Nechnasin La'omek Beguf Va'ovrin Kamo Chati Keshes, Achin Chasin Belegid, Vaover in Derech Agid, Vazarman Lachutz. Vyafim Mistaris, and Decrease Sashvilim, even if something's wrong all the way on the inside, it doesn't affect coming out. Vine Begamar Mavur, Dahayu Begid Beish Shvilin, Echelektan of Echel Lishikhazara. Ukita Amar, Istam Guvse the Shikhazara. As our Gemara says, Vachin Danu, Bimato Maim Bebez Makomus. We'll get to that Bezrem soon. Ubedavar Zen, Ishtanu Ativin, Vetzlenu, Ain Begid Elishvil Echad. We have one tube, the Hazera Nechnas Begid Barosho, Shesamach Laguf, the Kfare Vi Utosa of Rezar Daf Chavdalid, Dvarim She Nishtana. You look there also, other items where we have Nishtanu Ativim. Kive Eger in Yaradeya, towards the end of Yaradeya, in Hilchas Abikar Cholim, and Hilchas Rofim, he quotes there from the Cherim HaKadmonim. Right, we know there are many medicines mentioned in the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah and Gittin are the two major places in Shas. We have a couple of dafim each there, but it comes up all over, right? Different types of medicine. So the Gaonim, after the Gemara, already made a Cherim that one is not allowed to use medicines from the Gemara. And they didn't live too much after the Gemara, a couple hundred years, the Gaonim, right? Even sooner, even less than that, they were still in Bavel. So the Gaonim already made a Cherim that you weren't allowed to use it. A, because we don't know a lot of what the substances are. B, we don't know the amounts that are going to be used, and if we try to use these and it doesn't work, we're just going to be malshin and look at the Gemara and think it's a joke because we're not going to understand. And number three, nishtanu ativim, and bodies, you know, might be different 1,000 years ago. The development of different even organs, according to what we're suggesting here, over time for whatever scientific reason. Again, we're saying people developed into minor differences. We're not suggesting that there was a connection between animals and people. We're just saying the peoples developed over time, different changes. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it, and that's the concept of Nishtanu Ativim. But that's where Kiv Eger quotes the Chirma Kadmonim on Shulchan Aruch. That's where we're not allowed to study. We have to study the medicine in the Gemara Mitzad Torah Lashma, but not Mitzad using them in the first place. Okay, Viter, second line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Nikev Vinistam. What happens if there was a Nekev, a small Nekev in the Aver, and therefore there was a problem of Krishavcha, but then it sealed itself up. Sealed itself up. So does that now, is that Maksha the person? So Koshi Ilu Nikri Vinikra Apostle. If he would be motzi keri, motzi zera, and it would rip open sen pasul, then it's not called a good stima. And therefore, it's still a problem. V'ilav kasha, but if it's strong enough to hold, so then it would be kasha. Right? We have this type of test in by Hilchas Shofar also. If you closed off a stima and, does the sound come out of that spot? Does it go straight? Havi ba rava hecha. Rava asks, where was this hole that it got closed up? If it was lowered down towards the tip, so then even if it was totally cut, it wouldn't be a problem. So elabatar asva means higher up, and therefore it was a problem. And the question is, what if it was nistam? It's marnami amar amari barmar amar mar ukva amar shmuel nikev ba'atara atzma v'nistam. And he says it beferish, if it was in the crown itself, and it was nistam, kol shilu nikri v'nikra pasul v'ilav kasher. Right? If it was strong enough to withhold a hotzah zera, then it's considered healed, and the person is no longer in the status of kroshavcha, and if not, not. Sholach le rava breder abba le rav Yosef. Yilam dena rabbeinu. Hechi avdinan. How do we check if it's strong enough? right? The person can't get married yet because we don't know if he's a Krishavcha or not. But he wants to get married. So how do we test him? This is a crucially Lamaisa Gemara in a certain sugya, which we'll get to in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. So how do we check? Omar lei, Maisina nama chamima desari, bring hot barley bread. Right? V'manchinan le'abei pukri, let him sit on it, and his, the opposite side of his body will feel it in the back. Umikri, and that will cause him, that warmth in that area will cause him to be motzi zera. V'chazinan le'na, we'll see, we'll be able to test if it works, if it's sealed up. Let's continue this first, and then we will talk about the test. Is everybody on the level of Yaakov Avinu? They're so holy, and this is the only thing that's going to work, right? To be physically apply something to the body. Everybody's on such a level that we have to use this unusual type of test in order to be motzi zera. So it says, Abaya, Elam Abaya, no, Ma'avrina, this is for Litzarech, which we'll talk about soon, but Ma'avrina Kameh, Big Day Tzavonim, let him look at colored clothing of women. And that itself will, a more of a normal way of bringing the Zera. The Marshal says here, not a woman that he knows, right? It can't be a woman that he knows, because then it will be more of an issue, and also not an actual woman, right? Can't either of those, says the Marshal here in the Amshal Shlomo, that is not acceptable. Amar Rava, the opposite question. Atu kuli alma barzili hagiladi du? What, everybody is like barzili hagiladi, the other extreme. What, everybody that you know is going to, when they see women's clothing, they're not going to be motzi zera automatically? That's also not so common. And hopefully shouldn't be common. So, ela mechaverta kashina meikara. Okay, go back to the original test. Go to the original test, meaning applying the warmth there. So, ask the Aruch Haner the question that maybe some of you are thinking, and that is, we know there's an Isser of Pashas Daraisa of Hotsa Zera Levatala. Mishnah says at the beginning of Mesechis, second parak of Nida. So, is this, what are you doing here? Aren't you being Motzi Zera? Tamu Ali Hechi Masina Lili De Avon Gadol. Halacha, Hashkafa, Kabbalah, there are so many sources that talk about this. The Hotsa Zera Levatala Mishun Bedika. Ubishlama. What's Bishlama? What's he going to quote? He's going to quote the Tosfos we had back on Daf Lamed Daled. Remember, we had a Tosfos there, Lamed Daled, and Mabez, 2 days in Tosfos, whether Hotzah Zera, if somebody could be with their wives, Shelo Kederech Ba'akroi, every once in a while. So Tosfos quoted the Re there that said Ba'akroi is okay, and the Tosfos wasn't so sure about it. And we saw the Beis Yosef says, when it comes to these kind of issues, Mishum Safik, you can't be Mekel in these regards, to be Motzi Zera, Shelo Kederech, even with one's wife. That was the 2 days in Tosfos, Daf Lamed Daled and Mabez. So says the Aruch Haner, according to the Deah that says Ba'akroi, it's okay. Okay, this is also Ba'akroi, right? Not a Kavua. We spoke then about what is Akroi versus Kavua mean. But according to the other Deah Tosfos, and according to the Beis Yosef, who says you have to be Machmir here, so what are you doing here? So says the Aruch Haner, the straightforward, simple answer, what's the whole purpose, what's the whole problem with Hotzah Zera Levatala? Because you're wasting, and it's preventing Puravu. Here, you're trying to get the guy to be able to do Puravu. You want to help the guy get married. And if you want to help the guy get married, it's just the opposite. Right? Darshina Taima de Isser, we would say. The whole point of the Isser is that it's a slap in the face of the mitzvah Puravu. And therefore, Memela here, Kibanche below Bedika Asur Lisa Isha Klau, Mishim Safik Patsua Daka. If you don't do the test, he is never going to be able to get married. Via Vatel mi Puravu, Im Kane, Mashabotik Atzma, Ideo Zera, Leka Mishim Bito Puravu, Adaraba, Oso Lashem Puravu. The af, and even though you want to say, he could still marry a Gioris and a Meshachreris. Come on. Yeshlomer Delosh Chichalei. Who knows if that's the woman that he's going to find. And therefore, he says, it is mutter and even encouraged in this context. This is the Arech, the Arech Laner. The Amshal Shlomo here, though, notes, and Rav Moshe quotes this, interesting, the Gemara, though, does not suggest why doesn't he just make himself be Motzi Zera through physical application of his own hands? That the Gemara never, Chas V'Shalom, suggests. Because that is not an acceptable way, says the Amshal Shlomo, and Moshe quotes that. Moshe says, Chazinon, why did the Gemara just say, Mishmash B'Yadayim? Remoshe, Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin, Mishum Da'al Yidei, Mishmash B'Yadayim, Beha'ever, Aser. Delachin Shal Hechi Abdina. That's what they asked. What should we do? That would have been the most obvious way. So he says, no. Vatam Nira Pashut. Why? Mishum to Aide Mishmush Yadayim Bo Aver Ika Isser Lo Sinaf. As the Gemara says, Nida Lo Sinaf Lo Tehebacha Niuf. Bein biyad, bein beregel, shezelo hutar. Aval adi maisa shari varim, like applying heat in the back of somebody, so that's not included in this iser. Lachain, and therefore Ramosha says, what's Ramosha talking about? Ramosha has a tshuva there, if a husband and wife, are having fertility issues, right? This is Tavshin Tezvav, 1955. Right, by 1956, way back then, when these issues started first coming into the reality, he wrote this tshuva to his star pupil, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rav Ephraim. So he quotes there, where a couple having fertility issues and you want to check the sperm of the husband, so how do you procure the sperm? Right? Number one, are you allowed to procure the sperm? So Moshe says, yes, 100%. What's the Gemara in Shas that says it's mutter? This Gemara right here, this is it. They did bedikas to find out. So now the shayla is halacha lemaisa in our day and age, which is the best way to procure the zera. You don't have the warm barley bread used today. So what are the different options? So that you have to look in the different poskim exactly the level of options. But mishmash b'yadayim is not an option that is suggested by the poskim, at least not lechadchila. Aval bakan kibin sharashari betashvish imishto ein lasos I hear her beisha by dinama chamima desari ela betashvish. The best way is to have a regular ma'isabia and somehow procure it then. Vim labedika tov b'halbasha sakisim alevar b'shas tashvish uadif. If you have a regular ma'isabia and if that's not good enough, then it's possible to be dashmi b'fnim zormi b'chutz, again, because it's all about l'shem puravu. Shemati shagam ba'onim midar kodim itiru zel badika. Says Ramosha, I've heard people in the previous generation also allow this. V'livo b'beis, then Ramosha says, to have a maisa be in the doctor's office, and getting there then, he says, that he's very much against. It's a lack of tzinius, it's pritzas gedola, you know, whatever, however it should be done in one's privacy of one's own home. And then the zera brought to the office then. But this is a crucial gemara in terms of these sugyas. Dr. Abraham also in the Nishmat Avraham talks all about this. We're going to look it up in Siman Hey, discussing all the different ways based on this gemara how to go about it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Right in the middle. Nikev pasul mebreishu shoseis. If there is a puncture, that's possible because the zera doesn't come out normally or the meirag laim, it drips out. Nistam, but if it's closed up, kasher, mebreishu molid. He's able to have a child then. Vizeh pasul shachoz elachshero. And this is a psul that become kasher again because it closes up itself. Zeulim utemai, what is that excluding? This is a psul that could go back to being kosher. What is that excluding? Lim ute krum, sha'ala machmas makabareya. The eino krum, right? This asircha, right? A mesechas chulin topic, where there's a hole in the lung, and sometimes scab tissue goes and covers up those holes by itself. So Gemara says, that's not a good covering up because those aren't considered, you know, a proper stima. That's not like in the context that we're talking about, right? That's the sugyas of what's called a sircha. They check the lungs for any sirchas, meaning even if it's closed up, it's not glot, it's not smooth, the machlokas, b'chavder, among exactly what is glot, what type of sirchas are acceptable, what not, but that's what this is referring to here. If a scar tissue goes in a lung, it's not acceptable. Shalach le'rav idibar avin labaya se'echi avdinan. So, how do we fix someone who has this? This is not talking about a case of you're checking. There is no scar tissue. You want to create scar tissue. So, how do we help the guy out? So, if his mind is that we might have a surgery. So, this is the surgery in the days of old. Mycena sarta, you bring a type of barley seed, umasartina light. You cause a little bleeding to take place there, right? Svivos hanekev, around the hole to make the scabbing start. Umaisinon tarba vishayfinon, and then you scrub it with some fats. Umaisinon shumshun magamla, you bring a large ant, says the Gemara. Umenachtinon le, you stick it in the hole. Upaskinon le lereshe, and then the cut off the head of the ant, and that'll close up the spot. And in that way, eventually, then, as the scar tissue forms around it, so then that'll pop out, and the scar tissue, that'll cause the scar tissue to come up. This is what the medicine that they had then. Different types of raw materials that were used during surgery. Vidafka sa'arta, one should only use a sharp barley seed to cause the bleeding. Aval parzala mizarif zarif. Don't use a piece of metal. That will be too dangerous, the Gemara suggests, because that'll just cause too much bleeding. Vani milikatan, and this is all by a small puncture, this is what should be used. Aval gadol mikpuli mikpa. If you try to use this method with a large puncture, so then once the scar tissue will come, it'll start peeling, it'll go back anyway, and it will not help. So you have to use a different, option. Period. Amar Barafuna, Hamatumayim Mishnei Makomos Pasul. Somebody is Matumayim Mishnei Makomos. So what does that mean? So, Rishonim say this means inside, two makomos inside. Like we mentioned before, two tubes. Both tubes have urine coming out of it. Right? Even though Bizmanas, as we said, is Ishtanu Ativin. Both tubes. Omar Rava. So, Rav Huna says that case is possible because you can't have it pashtus, you can't have a child in that way. You can't be molin. Omar Rava, lasilchaza loke brava loke abba. The halach is not like the father or the son. We just quoted something in the name of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So, Braha da Amran, we don't paskin like Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, in this case. Why? Because a person can be molded, even if it comes out for both tubes. Abba, the Amar Rav Huna, Abba, who's the Abba, what does Rav Huna say? The following. Nashim hamesulalo zubazu. Women who rub themselves physically against each other in order to give themselves sexual pleasure, right? No maisabia, but just a woman and a woman rubbing themselves next to each other. Psulos l'kahuna. They are, says Rav Huna, they are pasul l'kahuna. Pasha, they have the status of zona. They're pasul l'kahuna, even though there was no maisabia. But Rav Huna says that act already puts them in the category. V'yafilu, and that's what Rava says. We don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. V'yafilu l'Rav Elazar, d'amar palmini avar l'apruya shlo l'shem ishus, asa zona. Even Rav Elazar, who earlier had the most expansive definition of what a zona is, but still, hanimili ish, that's still a maisabia. Two unmarried people, there's still a maisabia there. That would make her into a zona. Avalisha frisusa ba'alma. When the woman is doing it, it's disgusting, it's terrible. But it doesn't make her into a zona, and if she becomes a balas tshuva, let's say, and she stops doing these kind of things, so then she would be able to marry a kohen. That's what the Rambam paskins also in Yisurei Bia, in Perachaf Aleph, Halacha Ches, the Rambam quotes, Nashim, Shamususalo Zubazu Asur, Umi Maise Mitzrayim Hu, Shehus Harnu Alav. It's like it's a pasuk in Chumash, Kemasi Aris Mitzrayim Losasu. That's what they used to do. V'yomer Chachamim Mahi Osim, Ish Nosei Ish, Isha Nosei Isha, V'isha Nisei Slashtei Anashim. Afal Pisha Maise Ze Asur, Ein Malkin Alav. And even though it's based on a pasuk, says the Rambam, you don't get Malkus for this. She'ein lo lav miyuchad, v'hari ein sham biyaklal. This is more of one of those generally surim. Don't act like they did in Egypt. Kedoshim tiyu, v'yasiso yashav atov. Right, all those general type of mitzvahs. And surim, the Rambam says, they're all inclusive. You don't get Malkus for that. Lefichach, ein esaris lakuna misham znus. Therefore, she's not asur lakohen, v'lo te'aser isha albayla bazeh, she'ein kan znus. The Rambam adds a halacha. Right, an isha, married woman who does this, is not an esaris albayla. It's not considered a rebellion. V'roi lakosan makas mardus, hol v'asu iser. Right, of makas mardus, right, it's a derabana in the world of being a parutz. That's what would be true, but nothing more than that. Okay, period. Atkan, the reality of the anatomy of Psuadaka and Krishavcha, but now let's get into some of the halachos. And we had some of this already earlier. Psuadaka, Krishavcha, Mutar, and Begiyaresu, Bishachreres. The Tana holds here that a Krishavcha and a Psuadaka are allowed to marry a Giyaresu and a Bishachreres. Pashas, they're not considered Kahal. And therefore it's Mutar. Fein Asur, Nel Milavo Bakal, Shnemar Lo Yavadu, Vayilo Yavo, Psuadaka, Krishavcha, Bikahal Hashem. Period. Bo, mine merav sheishes. Patsua daka kohen mahu bigiyores umishachreres. Remember we had a triple machlokas earlier, way back, on daf, in the samachs, I think. I don't remember the exact daf that it was on. So we had earlier, the triple machlokas, related to earlier. So here we go. What's one of the issues involved? Patsua daka kohen, does he still have his klushas kahuna? That's the shaila. And therefore, can he marry a Gioris? A Kohen cannot marry a Gioris or a Meshachreris. So, that's the Shaila that they ask from Rav Sheshes. Bikdushas Ka'i va'aser. Do we say he still has to full Kedushas Kehuna? va'asir. Odim olabek dushes ha'kai v'shari. Or do we say he does not have kedushas kahuna, and therefore he is mutter to marry one of these women who is usually asur for a kohen? Amalei Rav Sheshes tani tua. Didn't we learn it in a brisa? The brisa says similar halacha b'suadaka Yisrael mutter b'nesina. A b'suadaka Yisrael is allowed to marry a nasin. Under someone from the Nisinim. Who are the Nisinim? They're the nation that comes up three times in history. Moshe, Yoshua, and David. We'll have to talk about it in a couple of days, exactly different stages of history, what happened at each stage. But already, the Chazal say, there's already by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Nitzavim, Chotvei Eitzim Meshua Vimayim. That's this nation of the Nisinim that come back in Yoshua, that dress up like they're from far away, but they're really one of the Shiva Amamin. They come up and they make a treaty, in Yoshua, in Paraktes. So it's and there's an Isser to marry them. So it says here, Psuadaka Yisrael mutter b'nesina, allowed to marry a nesina. So you see that Psuadaka loses the status of Kahal, and therefore a Kohen also must lose the status as well. So the Isakadai the Bekdushase Koi Ikri Kalo Sishatidbam is an Isidaraisa to marry a Nasin. So it must be a Psuadaka male loses his status of Yisrael. Kahal, so too it must be the Kohen would lose his status as well. Big discussion we had in our Navi Shirim, in our Sefer Yeshua Shirim, in Perek Tes, why the Nesinim, why the Givonim actually had to trick. Right? The Gemara tells us that Yeshua sent out letters. Whoever wants to leave can leave, whoever wants to make peace can make peace. So why they have to do this whole trick to pretend that they're from far away and they come closer? So we discussed that in Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says maybe the letters were only sent out by Melchemes Rishus, not by Amalchemes Mitzvah. Maybe they could only leave, the Ravid says, before Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. But once they came in, there's no other option. Or Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, and others say, they were mistaken. They could have come, but they were mistaken. But they didn't know that Bnei Yisrael, they heard about what happened in Yericho, what happened in Ai, and they didn't know what was going to be. So that's why they sent these, they come with a subterfuge, but not that they had to do that. Back to the Gemara's question. So this must be a Raya, right? If this Psuadaka could marry one of the Nesinim, so it must be they don't have the Kedusha. So Amar Rava, Atu Hasam, over there by the Zion Amamin, Mishum Kedusha, Valav Kedusha who? No, that Israel Moses Chatinban is not based on Kedusha. And therefore we would say, if it's Mutter, it must be he lacks his Kedusha. Dilma, the issue is, Dilma Molid Ben Va'azo Palach Lavodas Kochavim. The issue is that a child's gonna be born who's gonna then go serve Avodah Zarah. And, says the Gemara, Vahani Mili Biyosan Ovde Kochavim. That's talking about when they are still not Jewish. Vakim Agairi, be Yisrael, by the whole Israel, was a schatin bum, is only when they're not Jewish. Ki Megairi, be Yisrael, or Mishra Sharu. But once they convert, they're mutter. V'rabbananu degazribu, and the only Isser against them is an Isser d'rabbanan. Right, the Nesinim is Isser d'rabbanan to marry them. Or the Ol Yazayin Amamin, let's say. But that aren't included in Los Achaya called Neshama. V'chi gazribu, rabbanan, banach to b'nei oludei. And the Gzera d'rabbanan are only by those who could have a child, avohai, de la barolude, hu lo gazribe rabbanan. But if they're not barolude, if they're petsu adakis, so then it's milsa de lo shchicha, the rabbanan weren't gozer in that case. But they still could have their kedusha. And therefore we don't have an answer to our original question whether a kohen petsu adaka can marry a giyores, or Mishuch Reres, the original question. Kohen Psuadaka, can he marry her? Right, if he lost his Kedusha, then he can marry her. So, that no problem. We defended the fact that we don't have a Raya. Ella Me'ata, one second. You want to say that Xera was only made by those who can have a child? Ella Me'ata, Mamzer Debarolu Di Hachanami Da'aser. So what do you mean? A Mamzer can have a child. So, but we know, Hachanami, it should be Aser. Vatsana, yet we learn Mamzer Menesinim Eterim Lavu Zebazeh. We know they're allowed to marry in. So you can't say the chiluk is between bar olude and la bar olude. Ella, rather, say this is the chiluk. Ella ki gazer abanan b'ksheirim. B'psulim lo gazer abanan. The rabbanan must have been only gozer against the nesinim. K'sherim cannot marry nesinim. But psulim, they're puzzle anyway. Therefore, we have to give them maybe some people they can marry, so therefore they're allowed to marry the nesinim. That's what Rava said originally. But then Rava said is maskana. Omar Rava. Lav milsehi da'amri, really we don't say that. Why? Bihiyosan ovde kochavim les luchasnes. You can't say, los ischatin bam, that isra applies when the person is not Jewish. Because marrying a Jew and a non-Jew It's impossible. That wouldn't be described as chitun. Los eschatin bam would be describing not to marry them. But if it's a Jew marrying a non-Jew, you can't marry them. So the Torah can't be referring to that in this pasuk. There might be other psukim that are referring to that. But it can't be referring to that because that would be, so it must be, the pasuk is talking about a case where they have already converted. And therefore, nizgairu isluhu chasnus. That's what it's referring to. And therefore, we go back and it's a raya. And it's a raya, it must be that it's not that it's totally on the gzeiras, it's totally on the daraisa, that they lose their status, and therefore a kohen, psuadako, would be able to marry a gioras because he has lost his kedushas kahuna. Fine. Masiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes continues and says, wait a minute. Every time you have the word chitun, it means, has to be talking about post-gerus. Vayischatein Shlomo es bas paro melech Mitzrayim. Shlomo married Bas Paro. So you see, Bas Paro, wasn't she non-Jewish? When she's non-Jewish, therefore how can you say, use the lashon of chitun? Giyuri gaire. No, he converted her. He converted her before he married her. Wasn't the greatest action that Shlomo Melech ever did, but he converted her. Says the Gemara, really? V'halo kiblu geirim lobi mei dabev lobi mei Shlomo. Then we have earlier, in Daf Chaf Dalet, in the end of the sugyas of Nitan, and who's allowed to marry, they didn't accept converts in the days of David and Shlomo. Right? Because everybody wanted to be Jewish then because they were on top of the world. So you didn't accept converts then. Says the Gemara, Midi Hutaima El Shulchan Malachim, why didn't we accept converts then? Because we're worried that they wanted to come and be part of a great religion that's on top. A fair-weather Jew. Halo Tzrichalai, but this woman was the daughter of Paro. She had all the riches. Anyway, so there was no worry there in that context. The Rambam, by the way, quotes that halacha in Hilchos Isurei Bia about not accepting converts in that time. The Rambam says, Lefichach lo kiblu bezdin, actually earlier, im kiblu im lo nimsa lehem al yal al daitacha sheshimshon ha-moshiyas Yisrael o shlomo melech Yisrael shenikra yedidya nasu nashim nachrios bigiyusan chas v'sholom el esod adavar kachu shehamitzvah ha-nechona kishayavo ha-gero giyores. What you're supposed to do is to check them and to get them to be makabal mitzvahs beforehand v'chulu 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 and do that and then go through the process. But if you did the other way and you converted them and then you see afterwards that they are okay and they're following, so then it still could work. Lefichach lo kiblu bezin gerim lo kol b'meidavru shlomo b'meidavid shema ben apachad chazru v'meishlomo shema b'shalam malchus v'atov ha'gdola shayu b'yisrael chazru. They were on top of the world. Shekal achozer min agayim b'shvil davar mehevli ha'olam eino migeri tzadek. Right? If they have the false motivation. V'afal pikein ha'yu gerim harbe miskayrim b'meidavru shlomo b'fnei hadyotos. We didn't go out and do it, but there was some gerim that came that went to some local rabbis and got converted. V'ha'yu ha'bezin agadol choshishin lahem. And the Bezin HaGadol were choshish for them. Lo dochin osan acher shetavlu, mikol makom, v'lo makarben osan asher tera'eh acharisam. So they were kabdeo v'chasdeo. They checked how they were doing Jewishly, but they did not go out and pursue them. So what happened with the times of Shlomo? He converted her. I wouldn't even accept. We did accept. Says the Gemara, 1 second, v'tepek leid toha mitzris rishonehi. But 1 minute, isn't she a first generation mitzris who we're not allowed to marry? 3 days in the Rishonim. What exactly is the question here? To Mitzvahs Rishonihi, Rashi says, so therefore how still could the Gemara refer to it as Vayischatein? That's how Rashi says it. Would it say Vayischatein if it was an Usser marriage? Right? Tosfos is bothered by that formulation of the question, because if it works, if it's just at most Chayvei Lavin in Surya Aseh, it would say Vayischatein. It's not like the question before where you can't marry a guy. So Tosfos says the problem is, would Shlomo have done that? Would Shlomo have done that? Right? It's an Isser. And the Ramban and the Ritva say here, well, if that's Usser, then even if he would have converted her, it would still be Usser, so why would he have converted her in the first place? They're both wrong. So either way, that's one of the questions that's, all the 3 days is what exactly the question is. Rashi Tosfos Ramban. And if you want to say, the Egyptians in Egypt at that time were no longer the Egyptians, why? Rashi says, they all died at Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Rashi. The Rashba, the Ritva say, what do you mean? Weren't there some left in Egypt? So what do you mean they all died in Kriyas Yamsuf? So it must be some of them, a few of them are left. A few of them are left. The Ritva says, and the Rashba say, even though Rashi says they all died in the Yamsuf. The language of the Ritva here, I just want to read you a fascinating discussion of the Ritva here. He says, 1 second, I lost it. Says the Ritva here, V'yesha Piresh, Mikomakom, Rubam Tabu, V'lo Nishar Elamiyah, Domina Umas Acheiros Hushin Yasru Sham. Right, Amiyah left, and therefore Rove is not Egyptian. Says the Ritva, what do you mean? Kal Kavua, Kamechsal Mechsadami. But they're Kavua. They're kavuad, which is the principle whenever you have a stationary person, so then it's considered mechsa mechsa. And then the Aruch Haner says, what do you mean they're not kavuah? Shlomo married her in Yerushalayim. So she was parish from the Mitzrayim, called the parish Beruba parish. It's just a fascinating halakha discussion that comes up on how do we know the Egyptians were not around. Good. Tosis just says maybe it's a different nation that lives in Egypt now. Not Dafka, nothing to do with the Yamsuf. But anyway, so maybe if you want to say that they're no longer Egyptians, Vatanya Rav Yehuda Minyamin, but Rav Yehuda says, Minyamin Ger Mitzri, Hayali Chaver, Mitamidir Yekiva. I had a friend in Yeshiva, right, named Minyamin Ger Mitzri. Amar, he used to tell me, Ani Mitzri Rishon, Vinasati Mitzris Rishona. Right, we married each other. Asi Labanai Mitzris Shnia, Kadesha Ye Ben Banai Roy, Lavabakol. I have a whole plan so that my children will eventually be able to marry into being full-fledged Jews. So therefore you see the Mitzrayim was still a Chai V'Kayim in the times of the Tanaim. So Amar Papa, Anan Mishlomo, Leku V'Nasiv, Shlomo V'Nasiv Midi. Forget Shlomo. Shlomo really never got married. Dichsiv Bey, Menagayim Esher Amar Hashem al-Bnei Yisrael, Lo Savo Bahem, V'Hem Lo Yavo Bachem, Achen Yatu Es Lavavchem, Achari Elokeihem, Bahem Dovak Shlomo L'Ahava. The last word. He loved her. Rashi says, La'ava v'lo li'ishus. Right, it wasn't, he never really got married to her. Right, which is more of a problem and less of a problem, both together. So, Ela, Kasha v'yischatim, why does he use the Lashon of Chitun? Mitoch ava yisera sha'ava ma'ala l'avakasav kilu nischatim ba. Because of the great love that he have, kilu ischatim. Just one other point related to the issue of the Mitzrayim being mu'urav, the Rambam quotes that the B'nai Keturah have to get Mila because they come from Yishmael v'chulu. And the Shagas Ari already questions, but doesn't this Gemara say they were all mu'urav and there's no longer any of the nations involved? So why does the Rambam say that the B'nai Keturah, right in Malachim Perek Yud Halacha Ches, the Rambam says Amru Chachamim B'nai Keturah Shem Zara Shel Avram Shebo Achar Yishmael V'Yitzchak Chayavin B'Mila V'Hoven Es Arbo Ayom B'nai Yishmael B'nai Keturah Yischaibu Akol B'Mila Shmini B'nai Yishmael also. So all the Mefarshim say, but you go after the Rove. So know the Behuda has an important yeso, just to mention it, in Evan Ezer, he says there's no Holchanach HaRov when it comes to non-Jews. There's a special din that is applies by Jews, the Makar, and not by non-Jews. Okay, we don't have time to go through that tshuva now, but that's the tshuva of the know the Behuda. Let's just finish up. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, v'ho'anan tan petzua daga chorashavcha mutarim b'giyoritum shechreres, ha'benesina asiri, our Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says, "Pesudag Roshavcha are mutter in Giyaris and Shachveres." Isn't that mashma that for a Nesina he is asur? So I'm a little tameich. Aim a seifa. Look at the next line. Veina asur and el milava bakal. Haben Nesina sharu because Nesina is not part of the kol. So each line of the Mishnah is mashma something else. El mehal ekel mashma mina. So it must be that you can't be medayik anything from our Mishnah because each line is mashma something else. Let's just read the Mishnah and then we'll have to continue by the Shem on the coming days. Amoni umo avi asurim v'yisurin eser olam. Next, so we spoke about Arel, Tame, Krushavcha, Psuadaka, Amon and Moav. They're usher and usher forever. Avon nekevosein mutaras biyad, as we know that their wives, nekevosein, the women, are mutter. Misri v'adomi inner masurim el achlosha doris. Misri and adomi only up to three generations. Echaz acharim v'echa nekevos. And there's no difference between men and women. Rabbi Shimon matters and nekevos biyad. Rabbi Shimon matters the female. Misri and Adomi, right away. Amar Reb Shimon Kavachomer Advar, and it's a Kavachomer. Ma'im b'makam she'asar azacharim iser olam. He there's an akevus miyad. If by Amon and Moav, where the males are usher forever, the women are mutter right away. Makam shelo asar azacharim elash losha doros. So in a nation where the men are only usher for three generations, ain't no dish another as an akevus miyad. Surely the women should be mutter right away. Amrulo, they said, in Alach and Akabel, if you have a misora about that, fine. The imladin yeshuva, but if not, we have an argument against that, which the Gemara will talk about. Amrulayam loki, ala halach ani omer. No, I'm saying it out of misora. So we'll have to see exactly that conversation in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem will continue with David and Avner and all the Labedic discussions. Beth Hashem tomorrow.